We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, he didn't blend yesterday. He didn't blend when he was at the mini camp. No. And from what I understand, at night in Germantown at this book reading, he didn't blend then either. And here to help us with that story from The Athletic is Bo Wolf. Hi, Bo. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, Angelo. Thanks for having me.
But Bo, you were at the last night's book reading. Is that correct?
It is correct. I was there, and it was an interesting event. You know, it stood in stark contrast to the, you know, 10 cameras and 30 media members who surrounded him when he walked off the field after his first practice. Instead, this time it was about 200 people at the People's Sanctuary in Germantown, two cameras, I think one of them from his documentary crew. And that was, I would say, a much more supportive atmosphere for him. He was introduced as one of the most important athletes of this generation.
All right, hold on, back up for a second. He has a documentary crew?
I believe that's correct. There was a sign when you walked in that said, by walking in, you agreed to potentially be a part of his documentary.
All right. By the way, you guys were right. He doesn't blend. He's already having the first day here. He's got a documentary crew with him. All right, here's the thing. Tell me a little bit. Obviously, Bo, in order to do the piece that you're doing, you had to learn a little bit about him. He's just not a blender. He's always going to be an outlier, somebody who's always looking for the attention to make a political statement or a personal statement. Is that right?
Well, I think that Rhea's probably right, that the Eagles knew when they got Michael Bennett that he was probably going to be the last person in the NFL who was going to just be looking to blend in. He's a pretty outspoken guy, and, you know, my partner, Shil Kapadia, covered him for a couple of years in Seattle, and that's sort of what he said, too. And I think part of what makes it work is that he is still so productive on the field, and his teammates respect him for that. And I think one of the other things is that it's not sort of empty talk with Michael Bennett. At least he is doing the walking the walk to support the causes that he does support off the field and doing some things in the community in that sense.
There's definitely a lot of positive there, too. You're right, Bo. Hey, Bo, so in this book, Things That Make White People Uncomfortable, which originally he was going to do this book signing back in March before the arrest in Houston.
Yes.
What is the book about? What does it say?
Well, I think the title is a little bit attention grabbing. I think it's not totally just about race relations. There's different chapters on different things, on the exploitation of the NCAA, of college athletes, of how the NFL itself is not really integrated in the sense that if you look at the percentage of players who are African American versus the percentage of coaches and general managers and players or people in front offices who are African American, it stands in pretty stark imbalance. He talks about being a feminist. You know, he's got two daughters and how people even in the NFL don't seem to treat women the right way. He talks about a lot of things like that. And I think it speaks to his unwillingness to blend in that he is willing to touch on all these sort of touchy subjects.
All right. And that's courageous to me. That's fine. But to me, he's looking for things. And I'm going to give you an example from the reading where he's talking about the way we refer to the men who own the franchises. And this is right from the reading last night, Michael Bennett.
It's the only job where, you know, you call the boss the owner, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, I always say my employee, you know what I mean? My employer, you know what I mean? Like, I'm an employee of this employer. So you have to,
so-and-so, your
yeah,
owner.
Yeah, I'm like, nobody owns me but God, you know? So at the end of the day, it's the truth. Like, they don't own us. They people own the jersey that we sell or the team, but they don't own the individual.
So, Bo, that's kind of a reference to slavery, right? And he doesn't want to use that term because that term was part of a very dark period in our past, correct? Is that what is that behind that?
I think that's probably right, yes.
Because honestly, when you say owner, that is what the person is. They own the franchise. That I never looked at it as a reference to slavery. I always thought when you go in an establishment and maybe you got a problem there, you say, can I speak to the owner? I don't understand. It looks to me like he's trying to create issues where there aren't any?
Well, I think you'd have to ask him that one. I don't want to speak.
No, he won't speak to me. He doesn't want to talk to me.
That's not true. We requested him before, but he was taking a red eye back. I will request him again. He has not turned us down.
I think that was the excuse. But anyway, all right, go ahead. So, Bo, what do you, I mean, honestly, is he just trying to be controversial?
I don't think so. I think those are the things that he actually believes. And, you know, obviously the tensions between players and owners league-wide are pretty stark right now. And, you know, he was obviously asked about the new anthem policy and asked by people in the audience what their, you know, his plan or what the team, the players' plans were going to be this year. And he said, it wouldn't be good if he told you what the plans are now. If they're going to do something, it'll be more effective if it's a surprise.
All right. I'm going to take a wild guess here, Bo, that he's not a big supporter of Donald Trump.
I think that's a safe guess.
Okay, good. See, this is why we listen, because we learn.
We learn.
That's how we learn
here
together. Yeah. How did he come across? Like, at the end of it, Bo, was he a hit?
Absolutely. In that crowd, he was absolutely a hit. Standing ovation. He was described at the end as, you know, in the mold of Muhammad Ali and Jim Brown.
Wow, really? So we've got a real major activist who stands up for causes and does a good job at supporting the community.
That's certainly the sense that was there last night. And obviously he joins Malcolm Jenkins in that capacity. And listen, I think one of the lessons from the Super Bowl last year was with guys like Malcolm Jenkins and Chris Long, you know, maybe you don't need these sort of robotic, you know, automatons who only care about football and nothing else to be successful. You can have guys who have passions outside of the game as long as they are still committed, you know, between 9 to 5.
Hey, Bo, gut feeling, because the number one thing the fans care about in this city is repeating, winning another championship. Is he going to help or hurt in that regard?
I think he helps. And, you know, you wonder whether the missed practices matter at all. And I would say probably not, because he is a guy who has played for a long time. And if we're going to be honest, you know, defensive line is probably the position where you need to know the playbook least. You know, it's basically a bunch of pages that say, go kill the quarterback.
No, it's
and,
not.
And I think he can do that. But no, the question not. With Michael Bennett, I think the bigger question is whether he is still going to be the player that he was in his prime. I mean, he played, I think, the third most snaps of any defensive end last year, almost 300 more snaps than any Eagle played. And wow, he was dealing with a foot injury. And so his production fell off a cliff in the second half of the season. Then you have to wonder why a good organization like the Seahawks would be willing to part with a player at such an important position. But I think if you put him in this rotation and with the injury to Tim Jernigan, the fact that he can slide inside and play both defensive tackle and defensive end helps. And, you know, I think in the end it probably helps more than it hurts. But the bigger question to me is his play and not what he's going to do off the field.
Fair enough. Bo Wolf, you got to read him in theathletic.com. Bo, thank you very much for giving me a few minutes today.
Of course. Thanks, guys.
Bo Wolf. And by the way, it took me a couple of months to figure out how to sign on to theathletic.com, but it's really awesome.
Oh, really?
I love it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.